Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yat Shalom. We are now in Masechet in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph near the bottom of the Amud. About to enter into the long-ranging discussion about messianic expectations, when Mashiach is supposed to come, etc. Amrav Katina. Shit Alfei Shani Havu Alma V'Chad Charuv. The world will be around for 6,000 years and then be destroyed for 1,000. That on that day God will be alone. Abayamar Trei Charuv. There will be 2,000 years of desolation. Shenemar Chayenu Miyomayim Bayomar Shlishi. Kimenu V'nichelafanav. He will bring us back to life on the third day. Tanya Kavatar Rav Katina. We have a bright that supports Rav Katina. G'shem Shashvim Neshamet Shanachad Shavu Shanim. Kach Olam Neshamet Al Shanim Shivat Alafim Shanah. Just like Shmita. Cancels out, as it were, destroys all that was done during 6 years, so the world, 1,000 to of the 7,000. He's more surely Yom HaShabbat. What does that mean? Yom Shekulo Shabbat, and a Yom here being, Ki El Shanim Ben Nacha, Ki Yom Etmol Ki Avor. 1,000 years is one of God's days, so that day is 1,000 years. Tanav Elio, Sheish Talafim Shana Ve'alma. Again, fitting in the same scheme. Shnei Alefim Tohu, 2,000 years of chaos. Shnei Alefim Torah, Shnei Alefim Yimot HaMashiach. That means that after 4,000 years, Yimot HaMashiach begin. Uvavonotenu Shirabu, Yatsumi HaMashiachu. And since we sinned, therefore, some of that period after 4,000 years has already gone by without Mashiach coming. So it sounds as if the calculations here are not fixed. Amar le Eliyahu le Rav Yehuda Achu de Rav Salva Chasida. So Eliyahu said to this rabbi, Ha'olam, ein olam pachot mishvonim v'chamisha yovlot. The world will be no less than 85 yovlot, which works out to 4,250 years. Uv yovel ha'acharon ben David ba. And that last yovel David will come, ben David will come. Amar le bitchilato b'sofo. So he asked Eliyahu at the beginning of that yovel, at the end, Amar le, any yodei, I don't know. Kaleo eno kale. Is it going to be the end of things or not? Here's what he said. What he meant by that was, don't anticipate him until that point. You can anticipate him after that 4,250 years of the world. I found a fellow who had a Megillah written in proper Tavashuri. And in Hebrew, Amarti Lozumin Ainlach, where you get it from, Amarle, Lechayelot Shel Roman Niskarti, I was hired out as a Roman soldier, Uven Ginzei Roman Mitzati, I found it among the ruins of Rome. So this is supposedly something that was taken from Yerushalayim during the sacking of Yerushalayim. Ketuv Alacha, 4,291 Shana, Leviato Shalom, after 4,291 years, Anu Mundi, Mehen Ha'olam Yitom, the world will end. There will be sea monsters going at war. Apocalyptic war. Then it'll be, and only after 7,000 years will HaKadosh Baruch Hu then renew the world from all this destruction. Evidently, not 7,000 but 5,000 years. All right, how does all of this play into contemporary times? Not something we're going to touch here. Tanu Renatan Omer, Mikraza Nokev Yored Aratom. This pasuk cuts all the way down to the depths. Ki od chazon lamoed v'yafeach laketz v'lo yichazev. There is still a time there. Anticipate the end v'lo yichazev. Im yitmameach hakelo, if he tarries, wait for him. Ki bo yavo lo yachir. He will come and not delay. So lo k'rabotenu sheyudor shein says, not like the rabbis who said, ad idan idaninu plag idan, until, it sounds like 2,500 years, a season and a season, another half season. Meaning a third of that time. It's coming immediately. Ela Machut Rishon. There will be a kingdom, which evidently means the Hasmonean kingdom. Shivim Shana, 70 years. Machut Shnia, which is evidently Rome, 52. Machut Ben Koziva, Shtei Shanim Umechza. So what does it mean you should wait? Which throws, of course, all of this asunder, which is, all those people who calculate end times, should, their rabbon should rot. Because the time is coming, Mashiach didn't come yet. He's not going to come at all, and people give up. You just wait for him. You think we're waiting, but he's not waiting. God is waiting to take care of you. Since we're waiting and he's waiting, who's in the way? Midat Adin Me'akevet. Midat Adin says they're not ready. So what are we waiting for if we know that Midat Adin is going to keep him from coming anyways? The answer is the Kabel Schar. There's a schar for waiting. So we talked about the world's temporal length, no more than 6,000, or less than this, whatever. Baya says there can't be any less than 36 tzaddikim, and this is where the Lamed Vav tzaddikim come, this is the one sugya, that receive the Shechina in every generation. From Ashrei Kochoche Lo, and Lo b'gematria tlatin v'shita, it's 36, Lamed Vav. Eini v'amarava adar de kami kuchabrichu tam nesari alfi havei. It's 18,000 people who see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Shenemar Saviv Shmona Asar Elef. So Lokash, let's talk about Palkamir, and let's talk about Palkar Shaitim Europe. The 36 look through a clear glass at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the other 18,000 look through a murky glass. Omin afishaku lehi, since when are there so many? V'amar chizkem rabbi yirmi amishum rabbi shum bayuchai, famous statement rabbi shum bayuchai. I've seen the people of great noble position. There are very few of them. Im elafim, if there's 1,000 of them, ani uvenu mehem, I and Elazar, my son, are 2 of them. Im meyahem, ani uvenu mehem. Im shayimhem, ani uvenehem. If there's only 2, we're it. So there are 36. There's 18,000. The answer is, lokasha ayi lebevar, hada ayi lebelovar. Those who are able to come in and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu without asking permission or without whatever process they have to use, that's the 2 or the very few. But those who are able to see, but have to get this process to do it, whatever this may mean, that's either the 18,000 or 36. Now back to the Messianic expectations. Amarav, Kalu Kol HaKitzin. All the time anticipations are up, all the dates are up. It's all up to Bnei Yisrael to do tshuv and masim tovim. Shmuel Amar, no, Dayola Avel Shiamod Mievlo. That an Avel eventually gets up from his Avelut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Avel. We're Avelim. We're eventually going to get up, even if we're not perfect. Kitanoi. And this is sort of like a Machlok HaTanaim, but not exactly. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im Yisrael Sin Shuvah, Nigalin, V'malav Ein Nigalin. It's all up to us. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Im Ein Osin Shuvah, Ein Nigalin. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amid Lan Melech, Shigzerotav Kashot Kaman. Here's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. He sets a terrible king against us, Yisrael and Yisrael do tshuva, and then he saves them. Which means that Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua agree that Bnei Yisrael have to do tshuva in order for Mashiach to come. The only thing is Rabbi Yeshua says HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rig it. But according to Shmuel, that's not even part of the formula. Tanidach Rabbi Elazar Omer, Yisrael sin tshuva nigalin, shenemar, shuvu vanim shovavim, erpam shuvotechem. And here we have some Tanakh handball. Psukim thrown against each other. Elazar says, here's a pasuk that says, you return to me, God says, and I'll heal you. You've been sold for nothing, and you won't be redeemed by money. What does that mean? You were sold because of Avodah Zarah, which is empty and nothing. You won't be saved by tshuva masim tovim. You'll be saved when it's time. So, Rabbi Elazar says back, return to me and I'll return to you in the end of Malachi. I will bring you to Tzion. Without Shuvah, you'll be saved by Shuvah. If you read Shuvah that way. Meaning, I'm going to redeem all of them. Return to me, says Yirmiyahu. Nafatz Yad, Am Kodesh Tichlana Kol Eila. Shtach Korban Lazarus. He quoted a pasuk from Daniel. I have a couple things just to say about this. A pasuk from Daniel, I made it sound quite clearly that there's a certain time, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made an oath, and he's going to redeem us, and that's it. One interesting point here is that neither Rabbi Eliezer or Yeshua even entertained going in the direction of saying that these are just different approaches between the Nevi'im, that some Nevi'im hold it's this way, some hold it's that way. The other point is that once Rabbi Yeshua quotes Sefer Daniel, that's the end of the story. Because everybody seemed to understand that Sefer Daniel held the real inside scoop on Yemot HaMashiach, and this seems to be borne out by a piece in Masachet Megillah in the beginning when Yonatan ben Uziel presented the Targum, or publicized the Targum to Sifrei Nevi'im, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu roared and said, "Who is giving my secrets away?" And then he stopped him from putting the Targum of Ketuvim publishing the Targum of Ketuvim, because that held the secret of Yemot HaMashiach, and the reference there is to Sefer Daniel. Okay, V'yamar Rabbi Abba, in the Chaketz Begula Mizeh, you want to see a sign Mashiach is coming, there's no clearer sign than the following. Shemar Batem Ari Yisrael, Chezkel gives prophecy to the mountains of Israel, An Pechem Titenu for Yechem Tisul Ami Yisrael. Your bows will shoot forth, and you'll present fruit for my nation Israel, who are coming. In other words, like Rashi says, like a host who's setting the table for the guests who are coming. So when Eretz Yisrael becomes green, that's the best sign of Mashiach coming. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Af Mizeh. This is another good sign. Shenemar, Ki Lifnei Hayamim Hahem Sachar Adam Lo Niyav Sachar Bema Inanu Ve'yosev Ova In Shalom In Atzar. There's just terrible poverty and terrible troubles. Ma'ili Yosev Ova In Shalom In Atzar. What does that mean? Rabbi Omer, Af Tamin Chachomim. Shkatuv Bahem Shalom. Even those who normally have peace, Tichtiv Shalom Ravlo Ve'totacha. Scholars, Ein Shalom Netzar, they still won't have peace from the enemy. Shmuel Amar, Achu Kol Asherim Kulan Shkulin. When is Mashiach coming? When all of the market values are the same. Chanina Ein Ben David Ba, Achu Pakesh Dag L'Cholev Lo Yimatzei. Mashiach will only come till poverty has gotten to such a point that you can't even find fish for a sick person. Shtemar Az Ashkim Emehem Anarotam Kashemen Olich. I am going to sink their seas. And that's what he says. I'm going to raise up a Karen Levet Yisrael, a power of Israel. Yisrael. Until the Romans, who are the ones who degrade Yisrael, are gone, Mashiach can come. Shenemar, Chata Zal Zalim Mazmerot. And then, so he'll cut off the zalzalim, and here we're interpreting it as the ones who degrade or mizalzel with pruning hooks, and then afterwards it says a gift will be brought to Hashem with the nation that is cut, torn. We have to get rid of all the haughty ones be Israel. The haughty ones. What does it say afterward? That the lowly ones will trust in Hashem, and that's what will be left. Mashiach will only come when all of the judges, and you see this means corrupt judges and officers, are gone. Shenemar, I will distill you like lye. Hashiva Shoftak Rishanai, and then I'll restore your judges of old. Amar Ula, Ein Yishlam Yiftei Tel Vitztaka, Yishlam will only be redeemed through Tztaka, Shinamar Tzion Mishpat Tipadeva Shavei Vitztaka, famous Pasuk. Papa, He bought the Yahiri, bought the Amgushi. If we could get rid of all of the haughty ones, we could get rid of the Amgushi, the wizards. The Batli Dayoni, Batli Xirafti. If we can get rid of all of the judges, which means the corrupt judges, then we could get rid of the of the Gzirafti, which is the non-Jewish judges who judge us in a discriminatory way and hurt us. Let's see the psukim. And then I will get rid of all the dross. God has gotten rid of your bad judges and your enemies are gone. If you see a generation that is diminishing in population, then it says, you will save the poor nation. Amar Yochanan, Im Ra'ita Dor Shetzarot Arbot Ba'ot Alav Kenahar, if you see a generation that has terrible troubles coming at it, rushing like a river, Chakelo, that's another time to look from anticipate Mashiach. From Ar Kiyavoka, Nahar Tzah, Ruach Adonai Nosa Sabo. Samichle, and then it says afterwards, Uval Tzion Goel. From Yochanan, Im David Ba, Ela Bedor Shekulo Zakai, only a generation that's all pure, or Kulo Chayav, or all bad. Bedor Shekulo Zakai, Zachtim, Mechulam Sadikim, Lam Shor, it's a pasuk that started off our parak. He saw that there is no man, there is nobody there to pray for them, and he does it himself. Alexander Rishon Levi Rami, famous story. The pasuk in Yeshayahu says, "In its time, I'll speed it up." How's that? Zachu achishena lo zachu beita. So if they merit, it'll be sped up. If not, it'll come in its time, like Shmuel, that there's a set time. Alexander Rishon Levi Rami, yet another contradiction. Tiv arum ananei shmaikavar en asher ata. I see an angel coming. Tiv aniv rochev al chamor. Poor man on a donkey. What is it? The answer is zachu im ananei shmaik. Lo zachu aniv rochev al chamor. So Mashiach can come like an angel, like a heavenly being, or like a poor man on a donkey, depending on if we are zochem. And Rishav Malko is Shmuel. So Shapur, the king, asked Shmuel, Amritu Sheach lachamrati. Mashiach's coming on a donkey. So we talk about the donkey a little bit. I want to send my fast stallion for him. You have one that has all the different colors, like his donkey. Shimon Levi Ashkach Leliyahu. This is the famous story. Shimon Levi found Eliyahu. He found him in the Galil, somewhere in front of the cave where Shimon Bar Yochai had hidden. He saw Eliyahu standing in front of the cave. Shimon Bar Yochai, of course, was long gone. Amarle Atina La Alma Da'ati. Will I come to the world to come? Amarle Imirtza Adon Hazeh. The master wants. Meshuvan Levi said that he said, Shnaim ra'iti v'kol shlosha shamati. I saw two, me and Eliyahu, but I heard a third voice. Amar le'emat ati Mashiach. When is Mashiach coming? Amar le'em, zil shayla didei. So Eliyahu said, go ask him. V'hecha yati, where am I going to find him? Apitcha de Romi, go find him at the gates of Rome. V'maisi manei, how will I recognize him? Yati v'nei ani sov le'chaloim. He's sitting with all the poor who are suffering. Chulan Sharu Vasira Bachad Zimna. They all take off their bandages and then put them on at one shot. Yu Shari Chad Vasachad. He takes one off and puts it on. Amar Dilma Mibaina, because maybe God will need me to come to the Akiva. I don't want to have anything hold me up, so I don't want to be caught with all my bandages off. Strange image. Azalagabe. Amarle Shalom Alacha Rabbi Mori. So Shimon Levi came to Rome and he met him and he said, Shalom Alacha Rabbi Mori. Why Shalom Alacha Barli Voi. He greeted him and said, Ben Levi, Shalom Alech. Amar le, Emat Atimar, when are you coming? Amar le, Hayom, today. Atu le Gabi Eliyahu, so then he came to Eliyahu. Amar le, Maya Malach. Amar le, Shalom Alech, Bar Levi. So he greeted me the way he did. So Eliyahu said, Amar le, Avta lach, Vlavuch, Lamadati. So you and your father, because you mentioned your father's name, are both promised a place in the world to come. And now you got the answer to your first question. Meshkuri Kashakarbi, but he's a liar. He said, I'm coming today, and he didn't come. You know what he meant? The pasuk in Tehillim. Today I will come if today you listen to my voice. Meaning, as soon as Am Yisrael listens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice, then he will come. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up. More messianic expectations in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.